What would Jamie do?
Welcome back to
What Would Jamie Do?
Oh, it was okay. But like, what do we do before we start the show?
What would Jamie do if she was starting a show?
I tell you, I'm asking you, what would I do? What do I do? What did we do?
You say.
No, I drink my tea.
Oh, right. I can't believe I forgot.
Girl, I told you.
I'm finna get flu from that clink.
Oh my gosh. I feel so bad.
The germs jumped from the cup. They said,
I'm kind of sick, so.
I'm kind of sick.
All right, we have our email. It's at.
It's at wwjd@thedivestudios.com.
Yes, we have our phone for Skype. For +12092229953. Voicemail, please, because I don't want to read it. Mm-mm. And we have Instagram, Twitter at @wwjd_podcast. YouTube on Dive Studios. Rate, review, iTunes, please. All right, let's just give a little shout out to the fans who's listening for today.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to WWJD. I'm Levi Bernhardt.
Yes. What do you do for a living?
I be singing my song April Fools. Stream it on Spotify.
Oh, shit. She doesn't even know what April Fools is. My song, bitch.
April Fools. You be singing. You do be singing. You know what I mean? Like, some people like sing, but you be singing.
Thank you. You've been YouTubing.
Oh, yeah. I do be.
He's a YouTuber.
Right. I'm a YouTuber. And honestly, that's it.
So if you guys don't know, we've been talking about some random stuff last week. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to be in the same week. But anyways, for the last episode, we talked about what would you do if you're in a royal family.
We talked about how to ditch England.
Yes. And come back to South Korea. Mm-hmm.
We had a little high school romance.
Yes.
It was.
And
who
she
knows,
was
maybe by now they're dating. If you guys are dating, please leave us a 5-star review and tell us how the first meeting went.
You can just like, you know, send emojis with Earth
and
Saturn. We'll just, it wasn't Mercury.
Yeah, Mercury. Sorry. And
I don't know what Saturn came up. Anyways. Know. Yes. So we have a new submission. The nickname is the Once a Year Friend. Okay.
Once a Year Friend.
I hate this from the title.
That's like Diane for me.
Oh my gosh. She's like giving me the face. Okay. I'm going to read this.
Okay. Okay.
No, I'm not going to read it because it's too long.
Oh, damn. That is a lot. Here we go.
Let's
from the Once a Year Friend. There's a guy I had very brief and unofficial history with like 6 years ago. My God. Okay. But when my ex and I broke up for good 4 years ago, trying to add this timeline up in my head, he started interacting with me a little more on social media. We've since gotten into this thing now where once a year, between 9 p.m. and 12 a.m., he'll hit me up out of the blue to hang out.
He wants
like
to have
no
sex.
Previous conversation.
Sorry.
Right? Immediately.
Yeah,
first
immediately.
Thought. You don't be texting people at midnight.
Like randomly.
Right.
Once a year.
And she said, like no previous conversation or anything aside from liking each other's Facebook posts. She said, stop. I know what you're thinking, but it's not like that.
Oh,
she knew what we were thinking.
She's smart.
Okay. He texts me, scoops me up in my PJs. So you say yes and get picked up? I have some questions, miss. We go for a snack run, drive to a secluded area. And just catch up?
Okay, what?
First of all, what do you mean catch up? Catch up on
like
each other's
like, what?
Butts?
What? What?
Let's see what else she has to say. We talk and stay out for like 2 to 3 hours. Then he'll drop me off at home. No cuddling, no kissing, no nothing. Just a conversation. Afterwards, the social media interaction will usually stop and we don't talk and chill again until the year after. I don't get it. I don't know why he pops up out of the blue like that. I tried asking him last time, 3 days ago. And his answer was that he just wants to catch up, that he likes to listen to me because, quote unquote, I'm interesting.
Mm.
When I asked how come he never keeps in touch, he said, you don't have time for me. Okay, aggressive. I currently work full time and I'm trying to finish school. Oh, maybe she really doesn't have time for him.
Yeah.
Which is the reason I've decided to not get involved with anyone. So he's not totally wrong. See, the thing is, I have doubts about whether he's being truthful because he still lives with his baby mama. Much to think about. According to him, they've been broken up for about the same time my ex and I have, years. They sleep in different bedrooms and everything. They still live together. But they got 2 kids and that's the arrangement that seemed best for them.
What?
Whoa. What? Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold up.
With his baby mama.
He lives with his baby mama
so
and their kids.
He's married.
Seems like. But they have been broken up for the same amount of time.
These days, I don't understand these relationships. They have so many names.
So many layers.
Why can't they just be like, I'm married. No, we're divorced. And we're like, baby mama, baby dada. What the? What is wrong? Okay, so he lives with his baby mama.
What the hell are we gonna do?
But he texts you at 9.
He texts you in the nighttime.
And then,
and
like,
says,
out of the blue.
Let's go secluded. Drive away.
Sit
in
where
my
your
car
PJs.
And chat.
Because you're interesting.
Something's not adding up here.
But he just would take you home. Really?
Maybe.
Are
he
you
just,
being honest?
I'll be honest. Maybe he just needs a therapist.
At 9 p.m. at
right.
night. in a place there's like no one.
So, do you like him? Do you want to get with him?
It's so hard because they don't have… Yeah, they don't really give us details. So
it feels
it's
like
really
she gave
hard.
Us a lot, but also nothing.
It's nothing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, liking Facebook posts is like what?
Hmm.
I like my headmaster's Facebook posts.
So do we… Does she… Does he… Hang on. Do they want to be together? Let's pretend like she wants to be with him.
No, maybe she's just like thinking.
She's like, what do I do?
Yeah. She can't go for him. But he's
well,
just coming up to
it seems like… You literally can't because you see each other once a year and you're like in school. No, you're full time trying to finish school. You don't have time for him. You gotta delete his number.
But she still goes out.
She does.
She still goes out and be like, what are you gonna do today?
Hey, I'm here.
I'm like, where are my PJs? I'm like looking all sexy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Go for a drive. Well, for me… So, like, what's your question, though? Like, what is this question?
Like, what does she do?
What does she do?
Yeah, like, does she keep meeting him in the PJs in the wee hours of the night?
Well, she said she doesn't want to be in a relationship, didn't she?
She said…
So, I've decided not to get involved with anyone. So, he's not totally wrong.
So, it seems like you know what's up.
Yeah. I mean, they would talk.
Maybe.
Try hitting up him first.
That's what I was just about to say. Since he thinks you're too busy and you also think you're too busy, if you want a more full relationship, I don't know how to say that. You
like,
know what I mean?
More like specific.
Yeah. Like not a 1 year friend type of thing.
Maybe a 1 month friend.
Yeah. You got to reach out to him and be like, hey, I've got some free time. Let's meet up in our PJs at not late at night. Get like lunch or something.
Yeah, with PJs.
You know what I mean?
Like,
yeah.
They're going to fucking like call the police. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta reach out to him. You gotta see each other outside of this weird
but
schedule.
But I think
are
for her
on.
It's hard because she knows that he's living with his baby mama,
but
so
it,
she doesn't want to like make a drama. That was like a rhyme.
If you baby want mama. To pursue something with him, that's what you gotta do. If you want to cut it off, you gotta change your name and move,
and right? Be like, "Hi, I'm Earth."
You gotta get.
Are you Mercury? We're getting so loosed out.
I know.
We're
I'm
like, our brain is about to burst because this is not the situation you've been.
I'm like jet lagged on 9 coffees.
I know.
All right, let's move on. Oh,
oh
my God, there's more.
There's
we just
more.
Scrolled down to the next page. Oh, let's
anyway,
see. Let's see if this like wraps up with our thoughts. Okay.
I'll just read it.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I just think that popping up once a year is odd. We're not hooking up or anything, so I don't feel guilty because I don't feel like I'm doing anything wrong. Or am I? If I was convinced he was in a legit relationship with his babe mama, I would not be hanging out with him. But he says he isn't. He says he isn't. So you don't know if it's a fact or not.
T.
And his story hasn't changed in the years we've met him in. He is with his babe mama. But then why does he only hit me up at like 10 once a year? If he is with his babe mama, why is he sneaking around to just have a conversation with someone? What the fuck? Should I just block his number and drop this weird friendship? You would, wouldn't you? Okay, so…
Okay, so it's friendship.
Yes.
Get out of there. You don't need that.
We were…
That's like a stray cat.
No. I think she has a little like feelings. Yes.
I'm getting that vibe too.
But I think he's lying to you. Just…
Totally. Oh, I
he's
live with…
Totally
I live
yeah,
with her,
totally
but
lying.
We're like not together.
Or ask him, like when you meet him, be like, oh, I heard you're with your baby mama. Can I just like go and have a dinner? Or like, do you want a dinner together? And
I
then,
would
like,
love
just
to see that.
Yeah. And then when he's like all like angry and all of a sudden, mm-hmm. you know, like trying to like keep something away from you, then he's
then
lying. Mm-hmm. He's a liar. He gonna make his nose like a Pinocchio. Mm. Yeah, that's what he's doing. But if it's like super chill, then you might.
I mean, do you want this friendship? It sounds like it's exhausting anyway.
I mean, if you catch feelings in any situations, it's not. Like it doesn't really matter. Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
So I would try like to grab a dinner with his family,
with his kids,
with his kids, and be like,
"Hey, I know I haven't seen you since last year, but you think I can take your kids to McDonald's?" I don't know.
She's like, no. She's like,
next.
Next. Thank you.
Next. Copycat roommate.
This is a voicemail.
Oh.
Hey, Jamie. So basically, I am a freshman in college, and like at our university, we have to live in the dorms for that year, unless like you live in the area and then you can go through stuff. But whatever. But basically, I had this roommate who, like, I thought that we were going to head it off and be amazing roommates, but she is, like, really not that clean and not very considerate of the others, and she, like, calls me her best friend and everything, and, like, that makes me feel upset because I really want to like her and I really want to be closer, but every time I say something, it's kind of like she has to one-up me. And like, I changed my major and then she decided, she was like, oh wow, like that major would be cool for me too. And I've always thought about that major. And then it like, after I said that I was going to study abroad in the spring of my sophomore semester, she was like, OMG, that's when I'm studying abroad in the spring. And like, she changed her mind on where she wanted to study abroad and decided she wanted to go where I am. And so like, that wasn't really cool to me. I was like, oh, okay. So it would be great if I could get some advice from that, because I, like, she apparently really loves me, but I don't see anything from it because I feel like she just wants things from me and not, like, she doesn't want to support me or be my friend that much. She just wants to one-up me. So please give me some great advice. Thanks, Jamie.
No, I think, okay. So she loves you as, a real deep,
really, really close
friendship. Yeah. But the way you feel about her is not exactly how she feels for you. Right. So you might be really stressed because.
And you know what? Did you go to college?
No.
I went to college and.
Congratulations, bitch.
Thank you. I wasn't bragging. But colleges and friendships. Wait, hold up. Friendships in college are really weird. You're going to make friends every year and then. A year later, you're going to be like, I can't believe that was my friend group. It's completely different now.
Oh, that's your lifestyle, huh?
I don't be like
so
that.
So like next year, I'm going to be like, oh,
no,
you're doing another, another person's
podcast. Oh, you're on
podcast.
Someone else's podcast?
Not mine?
No, in college, you meet so many people so often. Mm. And like, you just kind of, especially because you're roommates, you feel like, you know, you need to build a friendship with this person. But you don't know if you would have been friends if you weren't roommates. You know what I mean?
Right.
So maybe you guys just aren't compatible as friends.
But she wants to follow you for every
subject
and everything, right?
Even to study abroad. That's kind of crazy. You got to change your name
abroad.
And move.
Like, she wants to live with you now. She want like she just thought you as like a grave buddy now also.
I would say like a grave buddy.
Yeah. She's going to be like, I'm going to die next to you.
I would say if you want to maintain this friendship with her, you got to make some boundaries. Be like, hey, I really appreciate our friendship, but like, it feels
like, hey, I just met you, but this is crazy. So here's my number.
Move out of my dorm. You know what I mean?
Why don't you throw yourself in a relationship?
Oh, see how she reacts?
Yeah, like just get a, you know, get someone that you're interested in, like show her or something like that. If I was in that tricky situation, I'm not really the type of person to be like, oh no,
confront.
I feel really, you know, uncomfortable. Mm. I couldn't do that because she likes me. It's not in a bad impression. So I would start getting myself in a relationship and then spend more time with
them
and then
react.
I have an excuse.
Right.
But I wouldn't be like liking a guy just because I want to stay away from her.
Right.
But I would just like focus on something that I would like keep more time distance from her. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Is that stupid?
No. I think that you should spend more time away from her though.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like you are a little bit tired of her. And if you cherish your friendship, you don't want to get like tired of your friends. So you got to learn boundaries. Mm. And if it keeps being a problem, even after you're making your own efforts, then you can like talk to her.
And then she said she's trying to like put you on off. Like the friend is trying to put her on off. Was that what she said? Like she's trying to like put her on off. Like she wants to get something from her.
She's like always trying to be better than her.
Oh, well,
maybe it's like a jealousy thing.
That's maybe you're pretty.
Congratulations. So
I'm jealous now.
You have to tell your roommate she has to change her name and move.
Be like, and tell her different countries that you're gonna go to, and then end up in Egypt.
Wow. Once you go abroad, every week I would like an update. So please give us that in a 5-star review on the podcast.
Doing a good job. Good. Do you have PayPal? I'll give you. Anyways, yes, that was cool. Mm. I would keep distance. Spend more time with other people.
If it becomes more of a problem,
maybe. I think it's already a problem. That's why she's voicemailing this.
But like, obviously she cares about the friendship if she reached out for help, you know?
Right. All right, we have our celebrity advice.
Next.
Recently, Lizzo announced that she was quitting Twitter when she tweeted, "Yeah, I can't do this Twitter's shit no more. Too many trolls. And I'll be back when I feel like it." Of course, we've seen plenty of celebs take breaks from social media and sometimes quit altogether. Exactly me last week. But for some public figures, quitting isn't always an easy option because it's their main platform for connecting and communicating with fans. So my question is, what's your advice for maintaining a healthy relationship with social media, especially if social media is a big part of your job?
Much to think about.
Yeah. For me, I'm in a really tricky situation because I've been trending on Naver again. For my Instagram post.
Is it bad?
I have no idea because I was out. I was in the plane.
I thought you were going to be like, I was drunk.
I was drunk. I was in the plane and it was bad.
Did you say something controversial?
No. I posted up a photo and the people were like, oh, she's trying to get attention from that photo. I don't know why it came to that. I just wanted to bring a good vibe and I…
Was it just like a picture of yourself?
Yes. I posted up this photo because… Right. First, I thought it was a pretty photo. Right. Like, not just my body. I thought it was, like, all the picture and the… Yes, aesthetically, I really liked it.
Yeah.
And I was just talking about, like, everyone was asking me if I'm stressing out with my diet or my body. But I really don't give…
You're like, I'm chilling.
A fuck. Yeah. Like, I just love the way I look now. I don't care about anything. So, I just wanted everyone to know, and I was in New York that time, and everyone was so beautiful, just wearing what they wanted. They didn't even care about anything. I just wanted to give out that positive vibe to everyone, but there were no, there were no explanations by that photo. It was just like one word, so a lot of people could just misunderstand of why I would post up that photo. But it wasn't the good side and the bad side, of course.
But like, here's the thing. Even if there wasn't like the meaning behind that picture and you simply just thought you looked good, you still can post that picture. Like, that's what Instagram is for. You're supposed to… What are you going to do? Post pictures where you look shitty all the time? Like, Instagram is for posting pictures where you look good.
Right.
Like, so…
So, and then those fans… Like, it was like different.
So fight
in
everyone.
One
Send
side.
Me all of their ads.
Oh, I didn't see it like…
What
I
do they want
see
from you? Do you want you to be like…
I don't know.
All the time? I don't know. Like…
But I kind of understand the way they saw it as that because I had some issue with like sexual harassment. Mm. So they thought, oh, you want to do that again. Like, why are you doing it again if you went to that place and then do it all over again? But just to tell you guys, like, clearly, I'm over that. And after that situation, I became really strong. So whatever they do, it's not bothering me anymore. Mm. So that's why I'm okay posting all those photos. Like, I wouldn't really care now. Because it was my first try.
Yeah.
And I kind of got shocked in my first try. But now I'm over with it. I'm totally fine. It's not important what others think.
Yeah,
it's not really important for what I think.
And it's not your responsibility to make sure everyone else isn't an asshole. Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's their business to take care of if
so,
they're being the worst.
It was trending again. And it was pretty bad. Mm. From what I heard. And my friends don't really usually text me because I've been like, you know, coming up with those, but all my friends were texting me. And since like the minute I came back from New York, my phone was blowing up. My DMs were blowing up. So I was like, oh my God, did I do something wrong?
Yeah.
And it was just like that. So I was like, oh, that was stupid. That was like the most stupidest trending ever again. But just to let it all you guys know, I was not putting up that photo for like another.
Right, right.
Yeah. You know, it was just, I just like the photo. That's it.
And that Anyways. Is okay.
So, I didn't really want to mess it up. Why I brought this thing was I was going to stop Instagram also. Because it was making too much drama for what I've been just saying. They would bring up like 6 months like videos and just put it up like right now. What I felt, I was sick. But then they would just post it up. Like I was fed up with all those things. But I wasn't really. So I was thinking of quitting Instagram and my social medias too that day. But I'm not in a company.
Right.
Right now. And that's the only place that I can tell my fans that I'm going somewhere or what I'm doing.
So you need it.
Yes. I need it. So it's like in both ways. It's yeah. bad for you. They're going to keep making up dramas. But you also need it.
Yeah. Like for me, social media literally is my job.
Right.
Like it's all… That is
yes.
my job. So like I have to have it right now. But I think it's really important if you have social media, it's really important to like not get your value from social media, like your self-value. You know what I mean? Like
right.
you gotta
have it.
And then like use social media
for more.
Just like, yeah, you know what I'm trying to say?
What? Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. I mean, we all do right now, right? They're nodding, right?
Yeah. Like if you're posting on social media for that feeling of validation, don't do that. But if you feel validated and you want to post on social media, go for it.
Yeah, sure.
Like I've posted pictures with my titties out before. You know what I mean? So.
I mean, it's fun. It's like…
Yeah, social media is fun. And also it's… People take it way too seriously. It's not that big of a deal.
Mm-mm.
Like… This gets me so worked up because like let's use your example, which you just explained it like for yourself. So I'm like gonna play devil's advocate. What if you wanted attention for that picture? Who cares? Like, okay, she got it. Like, it's okay. Like people post like thirst traps on Instagram all the time. Like if you don't like it, scroll past. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Right.
No one's intentions matter. Like, you can be the worst and post, like, some crazy photo because they want attention. And, like, that's okay. Like, some people want attention and that's okay. But, like, if it's… Don't make it something that it's not. Like, don't make it a bigger deal. Instagram is literally an app where you can look at pictures.
And
that's it.
I think the baddest part about this social media that brings haters more up is the 기자들.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, if they didn't post that with a very 자극적인 like title, no one would actually take it that way.
And it's like, it like makes other people think like, oh, maybe she is.
Because of course you guys know me. You guys would know me that I wouldn't post up with that figure. But the people who watches that like title, they don't know me in person.
So they
would think
that,
oh, she did that. And then they would just bash. I'm like, that's so stupid. Like, come on. Like, please. Remember I told you guys to go outside.
Go get a life.
Get air.
Get a life.
Look at flowers. Look at some people running.
Go get a cat.
Yes.
Like something.
A meow meow. Meow meow. You know?
You know what I mean?
So, for all the people who was worrying about me, I'm
good. Right. And for all the people who post rude comments, we will literally square up.
And bash you in the head. Like, wake up!
Next.
Next. Thank you. Next.
A nickname, Leaving Comfort Zone.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Jamie. Hey.
Hi.
Hi. You can call me Panda.
Express.
Oh. Orange chicken. Amazing.
I never tried.
I said Panda chicken. Anyway. You've never had it?
No.
Brother.
Oh, you're not going to be my friend now?
No.
Bro, you're judging me so hard.
No.
I just saw his eyeball running. He was like…
I was going to say we should eat it, but you will get diarrhea. Anyway,
what?
I just turned 21 in October and I feel like I need to do something in my life to get out of my comfort zone and explore the world.
Yes, you should.
You should. My sister lives in Gwangju.
No, it was Kyungju.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Stupid ho.
Because she's teaching English and I'm thinking about going to live there for a while. The only problem is that I've never been out of the country and I'm scared that I won't be able to be myself in a different country. What would you do? P.S. I love you and your music so freaking much and you're an inspirational queen.
Queen!
Aww.
Yourself.
I got opinions. So,
yes.
Do you want to go first?
No, I think you should go first. I think this is like the most… Yeah, it's just for you.
So this is super… This is like something that's super important to me. Because in high school, I grew up in Oklahoma. It's like all… Like, not all, obviously. But it's like super white. Like, I was never uncomfortable. And it really bothered me. I was like… I'm 18. I've never been like out of my comfort zone.
Okay.
So after high school, I moved to Italy alone. I went like… Lived with host family like for a year. I really wanted to like get that experience. And then after college, obviously, I moved to Korea. So this is something that is like really important to me. I think everyone should if you like are able to. I know that like… It comes with a lot of privilege to be like, oh yeah, I lived in a bunch of countries. So if you're able to, it's so, so good for you. You should totally do it. And you lived in
Thailand
for a long time?
9 years.
9 years.
8, 9 years.
You grow a lot.
Yes. But I was like, Thailand was my comfort zone, right, to be honest. Because I don't have any memories because I went there when I was 5.
Okay.
But then my comfort zone came out when I was applying for my… the audition and I lived separate with my parents and I was in JYP and then I started to do all these things without my parents
and you were like…
And I was like, oh yeah. So yes, of course, if you gotta learn something that you also for development for yourself,
totally,
you should go out, get a ban and then learn.
And a lot of people like… I'll get like DMs all the time and be like, hey, I'm thinking about moving to Korea, but I'm like super scared. Like, how did you deal with being scared? What do you got to be scared of? If you don't like it, move back.
Right.
Super low stakes.
And she said…
You know what I mean?
You're scared to be…
Won't be able to be myself.
So I have a lot of questions to be like, when I'm around someone or some places, I cannot be myself. But actually, that being not self is also yourself.
Yeah, just
yourself.
A different part of you.
Yes.
And no one is like… 100% themselves all the time with whoever they meet. Like, that's totally normal.
I can't be like this to Levi and then to Levi's parents.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
And so that's just you being a normal person, dealing
you're
with
smart.
Stuff. And like, honestly, that might help you figure out really who yourself is. Because you'll like… How do I say it?
You wouldn't know if you like animes.
Right. 100%.
Or you wouldn't know, you'll fall into K-pop and be like… You don't know, right?
Or like, whenever you come to this… If you come to Korea, like, you're going to be meeting a lot of people. You're going to see how you're presenting yourself to those new people. And that might tell you who, like, your real self is. Because you…
Yeah.
Whenever you're in a new country, you have an opportunity that, like, is really special to literally be whoever you want to be. Because no one will know you here. If you feel like you've been like living a lie or something, you know what I mean? Like, everyone is insecure in high school. So like, if you came out of high school, you moved to a different country, you can literally choose to be anyone.
Anyone.
And no one will know.
Yeah, I mean, like, he was maybe if he wouldn't come out to his like parents and say he wants to go for entertainment, he would be like cutting off your eyelids and everything.
Right. Snip snip.
Yeah, and then like make a big nose.
And you have no eyes now.
But he's… You know, he's doing
And look
YouTube.
At me now.
He's like giving advices with 4 million views of like, how do you say it to your… You know, like, that's different. You never know.
I think
know
you should do it.
Happen. Yeah, you should do it.
You should do it.
You can do it.
And like, Nike. Don't be scared, because if you really try and it's just not working, you hate it, you're so scared all the time, you can go home.
Yeah. And then start again.
Yeah. And you can try again later if you feel more confident later in life.
And if you get scared again, go home.
Yeah, totally. No
and
pressure.
And then maybe in the third time, I think you're going to be scared of your home because your parents are going to be like, girl, just stop. Mm-hmm.
But I think even…
But you should try.
I think even moving, getting scared and moving back would teach you a lot about yourself,
right,
about the world. I think you should do it. It's super important.
But before you do it, just don't be scared.
Right.
I mean, that's like the stupidest thing for me. Like, don't be scared before you try it.
Yeah.
After you try it, you can be scared. I mean, of course, you don't know what's going to happen. But trying before and wearing all that thing, it's going to stress you out. And it never… turns out that bad.
Yeah.
So yes, Panda. Fighting.
Thank you, Panda. Tell us your order from Pan Express in a 5-star review.
And getting diarrhea. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right. That was our last submission, right? Please tell me it's our last submission. This. We've been talking
That's
for
it. Years at least.
Alright, that was a show. How was WWJD?
WWJD was amazing.
Yes.
If I do say so myself.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming again.
Thank you for having me.
Anyways, you guys can find me at WWJD at thedivestudios.com. Phone call, Skype, +1 209 322 9953. Voicemail us. And also YouTube for our Dive Studios, Twitter and Instagram at WWJD_podcast. You can find Levi on
YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. That's all. At Levi Bernhardt.
Yes. The spelling is?
LeviBernhardt.
Rate and review on his name.
Yeah, leave a 5-star review trying to guess how you spell my name without looking.
Yes. See you guys later. Bye-bye. Bye.